Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you been noticing a 2 to 3 foot tall wildflower sporting a terminal cluster of conspicuous purple flowers on the margins of old farmsteads, open woodlands, roadsides, and other idle or disturbed areas? If so, it's probably Dame's Rocket. That's not a native plant. It might look pretty, but as they say, looks can be deceiving. Dame's Rocket is a biennial or short-lived perennial native to Europe. It grows to around 2 to 3 feet tall and has alternate lance-shaped leaves that become smaller upwards on the stem. But what catches our attention is the cluster of four-petaled, bright purple flowers, each of which is about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It should be noted that some plants may produce pink or white flowers due to varietal differences or fading. At a distance, the casual observer may mistake the plant for a phlox. But unlike phlox, which has 5 petals and is a member of the phlox family, Dame's Rocket has 4 petals and is a member of the mustard family. There are maybe a half a dozen phlox species native to North Dakota, but none of them closely resemble Dame's Rocket. Not only are the flowers of Dame's Rocket colorful, but they also emit a pleasant fragrance, particularly during the evening hours. So it should come as no surprise that it's been cultivated in Europe as an ornamental since the time of the Roman Empire. It was particularly popular in parts of Europe with the ladies, while a close relative was popular with the men. It was introduced into North America as an ornamental probably in the 17th century. Like many other introduced plants, Dame's Rocket has escaped to become naturalized across much of North America. The spread is particularly due to its prolific seed production, and also because the seeds are often included in various wildflower seed mixtures. It's become an invasive species in several states. States that have designated it as invasive or noxious weed include Utah, Colorado, Wisconsin, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. So as you travel about, be on the lookout for this plant. It looks nice, but may become a problem. I put links to more information on this species along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.